Gemara Erubin
has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Nuntet. Today's daf has been sponsored by
Al and Esther Cohen, dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Stanley Cohen.
Today's daf is also being studied by Elul Nishmat Acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem began Eden. Amen. We are beginning on Nunchet Amud Bet, and we are 6 lines from the bottom, starting from the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, En modedin ela min hamumhe. That's, if we look at Rashi's text, he says, En modedin ela mumhe. So already we have a difference in texts. I will give you the interpretation of both texts. Rashi says, Baki b'medida. You have to use an expert, which is the surveyor that is making the survey of the 2,000 Amah outside the city. So it has to be somebody that is a mumche. He's a professional that knows exactly how to do it accurately. The text of our Mishnah is actually the text of Rabbeinu Hananel, and he comes along and says that mina mumche means that you should make it in a direct line from the city, meaning sometimes the surveyors, for convenience, would make the line of 2,000 Amah from an area that was flatter ground, because it was easier for them to make the survey. But the Mishnah is telling us better to make it from right parallel to the city, no matter how curvy, let's say, or non, let's say, straight the roads are. Mul ha'ir. The reason, like I said, why they would do that is because they would try to make it convenience, make convenience for themselves. Now, of course, there's a difference. If, again, when you're measuring, if you're not going to go straight from the city might have little curves and ups and downs that'll take some footage away from your tomb. As opposed, if you're measuring from a little away from the city, you might get a different ending spot. So therefore, the Mishnah says, min hammum he, meaning from the city itself, parallel in front. So those are the two explanations. Now the Mishnah continues. Riba lemakom echad, umi'et lemakom acher, shum'im lemakom shiriba. Which means as follows. Let's say there's a discrepancy now in where the tomb ends. Which means according to, they make markers. One marker has the tomb ending a little further, and the other marker has it ending a little earlier, a little closer. So the Mishnah says, Riba lemakom echad, if the tomb extended in one point, umi'et lemakom acher, and was less on the other point, shum'in lemakom shiriba. So you take the more lenient and you go to the further point. Since we know that techumim ad rabbanan, and we have a rule, safek arubin lakel, so therefore you can take the less shi'ur. Let's just read Rashi. Riba b'mkom echad u'mi'et b'mkom acher, shenimse'u simmane techum, keren ze aruchin u'boltin mecheneged simmane techum keren shenegdo. Which means the points where they put the markers. One is, actually we have a picture in the art scroll. I don't know if you have the art scroll in front of you, but you can see it over here. We're going to learn, as we get into the Gemara, that sometimes what they would do is to get the tomb, they would make a diagonal line from the points of the city. You know, you don't have to always make it a straight line. If you make a diagonal line of, let's say, 2,800 amot, then already that'll give you the point of 2,000 if you went straight. As we learned, that the diagonal is 1 2/5 longer than the actual, call it the diameter. So therefore, again, if you have, let's say, one of the diagonals from the city that's a little short, and the other diagonal goes a little longer, so you draw the line of the tomb from the longer line, and you go across. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah continues. Riba le'echad. Again, if one was extended, one line of the tchum was extended, umi'et le'ehad, and the other was diminished, meaning it is shortened, shum'in le'miruba. So again, you listen to the further one. Now again, this seems redundant. It's repeating the exact same deen that we just learned. The Gemara will tell us why the redundancy. Va'afilu eved, va'afilu shifha, ne'emanim lomar ad kan tchum shabbat. Which means now we discuss, if let's say there is no signs, you need somebody who knows from the tradition where exactly the tchum of the city ends. So the Mishnah says that an eved, or a shifha for that matter, is believed to come along and say that this is where the tchum ends, even though an eved and a shifha are pasul min haTorah to give testimony. But for this over, since Erubin again is midrabanan, we take their testimony for them to say that they remember either what the custom was where people used to walk until, or they remember where the markers were. Their testimony is valid for tchum. Shelo amru hachamim et hadavar lahmir, because when the hachamim made the gezerah of tchum on Shabbat, you can't walk out of the tchum on Shabbat, they didn't say it to be stringent, ela lakel. Means they said it with leniencies, and therefore we're not going to treat it with the same chumrot as other dinim. So now the Gemara begins. So the first point about Mishnah was what? That you take the longer distance of the tchum when there's a discrepancy between the two points. So the Mishnah says, Limkom shiriba, Gemara says, Limkom shiriba in, Limkom shimi'et lo, which means the Mishnah said that you go to the spot that's longer. That's where you make the line, implying that you cannot go to the line that is shorter. Now that doesn't make sense, because bichlal matayim maneh, which means if I allow you to walk further, so certainly you could walk to the shorter point. So the Gemara is just making a diyuk from the Mishnah that sounds a little funny, because the Mishnah says limkom shiriba, you can walk from the place that it is further, the furthest one, implying that you cannot walk on the other side to the one that is shortened. Doesn't make any sense. And that's what she's not shown exactly. Bitmiha, top line. V'halo yesh bichlal matayim mana. Right? In 200, you have 100. So if I allow you 200, so certainly there is 100. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ema af limkom shiriba. So learn the Mishnah to mean even to the place that was extended, called sheken, to the place that was not, was shorter. Now the Gemara discusses the redundancy. Riba le'echad umi'et le'echad. So the Gemara says, ha'tu lamali. Why do I need this second case? Hainuach. It's the same case as the first din. So the Gemara says, hachi ka'amar. Riba echad umi'et echad shum'im leze shriba. The second case is different than the first case. The second case is talking where there were two surveyors, where one surveyor put the end further and one surveyor put it shorter. So the hidush in that case is still you listen to the surveyor that put it further. In the first case it was talking about one guy did both sides. So the hadush in the second case is, now you have two different people, so now you know, who are you going to rely on now? It's two different guys. So therefore, the hadush is that you still listen to the further one. Okay? Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam, Shehakol Hiya Bedvaroh. It's the same case in the set, no, there's no hills. We're talking about where the points of the Eruv are longer on one side than on the other side. The two cases of the Mishnah are, first case where one surveyor did it, and the second case is where two surveyors did it. Now, the logic over here is that you assume that the guy that did it on the shorter side didn't pull the rope totally. Because you remember, you're measuring with ropes that are 50 amma. So he must have not have, you know, held the rope taught, and therefore it was a little loose, and therefore he was a little short from the from the result of the second surveyor. So now the Gemara continues. Gemara says, Amar Abaye ubilvad shelo yerbe yoter mimidat ha'ir ba'alachsona. Which means, how much difference can the two sides be to assume that, you know, the other guy just wasn't careful? Well, so long as you can assume either that he didn't pull the rope, that's a little discrepancy. But what's the maximum discrepancy that will allow to assume that the guy was making, one guy was making a mistake, and he wasn't doing it accurately? So the Gemara says, so long as he doesn't extend it more than the midav de'ir, than the measurement of the city, ba'alachsona, on its diagonal. Which means we learned that the diagonal of a city to get it to 2,000 amma is 2,800. So you'd have to put the point at 2,800. Correct? That's where one point would be. Mm. Now, if the surveyor, you know, does not know this law, so what he might do is, he might go diagonally and make it 2,000. He might think that just like you go straight 2,000, he might make a mistake and go 2,000 there. Now, we learned earlier that it's 1,428. So it's 500 and change, 585 amma difference. So if that's what he did, you still take the larger measurement. Of course, you could assume that that was his mistake, that he measured. So as long as he's within 585, so then it's already reasonable. We can interpret what he did. If it's a small measure, you say he didn't pull the rope. If it's up to 585, you say he didn't know that on the diagonal you go up to 2,800. But if it's more than that, then already you say he must have known what he was doing, and there's a reason why he put the end over there, and then the other guy also must have known what he was doing, and therefore you have a sefek, and therefore you do not follow the larger opinion. So therefore, oh, you have a picture of that in your art scroll. Okay, let's look at. Okay, so you see what the guy did on the corner. Instead of going 2,800, he went 2,000. He didn't know the deen. He didn't know the mathematics. So that would give him a term of 1,428. Because when you make the square around that diagonal, that's what it's going to give you. So therefore, such a discrepancy is understandable. And since it's understandable, you can give the larger shi'ur that's on the other side. But if it's more than that, then already you say, what is he doing? It's not that he pulled the string too short. It's not that he made a miscalculation. So you have to assume that maybe so this is a mistake. So who are you going to follow over here? So in that case, already you could not take the lenient opinion. That's Abaye's Hiddush. Comes the Gemara and says, Shelo amru hachemim et hadavar lahmir ela lehakel. The rabbi said their law of Tehumin to be lenient and not strict. Gemara says, what do you mean? Behat Tanya, we have a braita. Lo amru hachemim et hadavar lehakel ela lahmir. He said the exact opposite. The rabbi said that the law of Tehumim is to be stringent and not to be lenient. Amar avina lo lehakel al devre Torah ela lahmir al devre Torah. V'tehumim drabanan. Meaning, in the inception of the law is a chumrah. Meaning, according to the Torah, there is no law of Tehumim. So therefore, the inception of the law is what? To be a little strict over the Torah law. But that being said, the law of Tehumim is still the Rabbanan. Therefore, it was said, lehakel, to be lenient, if you have a doubt, to go on the lenient side. So there's two stages. The law itself is a chumrah over the Torah, but now that the law exists, you go lehakel when you have a doubt. And now we begin the new Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah over here actually is a Mishnah that we discussed previously in the last perek. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a city that halachically has the status of a reshut hayahid, meaning it's walled. Now, we're going to discuss a city that is heavily populated. According to Rashi, it has more than 600,000 inhabitants. That is going to be called an Ir Shel Rabim. Now, not that it's a Reshut Rabim. It's an Ir Shel Rabim that's heavily populated, and it might give the impression to some people that it is a Reshut Rabim, but it's really not. So basically, there's different ways to allow carrying in the city. Now you'll say, what do you mean? You have a wall, Rabbi, you can carry. No, well, you have Chatzerot, and you have Mivu'ot, that are separate entities in the city. So you have to make shituf. You know, each chaser has to make a shituf with the members of its chaser, and then with the members of its mavui, even though there is an ayruv around the city. So the law says that such a city cannot make one general shituf, meaning you just take bread, however they do it, and they include all the chatzerot and all the mivuot, where everybody can carry wherever they want. Normally that would work, to make one general shituf for the entire city, where each mavui doesn't have to make a private one, but not in an ir shel rabim. Why? Because if you do that, people are going to make a mistake and think you can carry in the reshut rabim. So therefore, what did the hachamim do to alleviate that problem? They said, you can make a shituf in the whole city, but leave an area out where the people in this shituf cannot carry into that area, and they cannot carry into the other area. So the people will know, even the area over here is limited in the way you can carry, so they won't make a mistake when they come to a legitimate reshut rabim. Mm-hmm. Now that being said, if you have an ir shel yahid, which is a city which is the same configuration with less than 600,000 people, there, halakha will say you could make one general shituf for the whole city, because we're not concerned, since it's very lightly populated, I mean, it doesn't have the population of an Ishut Rabim, so we're not worried that the people might make a mistake from an Ir Shel Yahid to come and carry in a Ishut Rabim. Now, our Mishnah is also going to discuss cities that changed. They started off as a Yahid and they became a Rabim. Well, they started off as a Rabim and they went down in population and became a Yahid. But that's the basic principle that's working behind this Mishnah. Mm-hmm. And now we read it inside. Ir Shel Yahid. Rashi. Shelo hayu nechnasim batamid shishim ribo shel bene adam. Doesn't have the population of 600,000 people. Velo hashiva reshut rabim. So it's not considered reshut rabim. Delo damya ledigle midbar. So the shishita is, as we learned in the Masechet Shabbat, to be considered a Reshut Rabim, you have to have the population of the Jews in the Midbar, which was 600,000. So, Ir Shel Yachid, V'Na'asit Shel Rabim. But what happened? It became populated, as she says, Shenitosfu Ba'Diyurin, which means inhabitants were added to the city, or Nikbi'u Ba'Shivakim, or they added markets. They added, let's say, roads that were very wide, like the Reshut Rabim that has roads that are 16 amot wide. So the Mishnah says, what do you do in such a case? Me'arbin et kula. You're allowed to make an eruv over the entire city, and you do not have to leave any areas out. Why? Since it started off as a yahid, so the people's first impression of this city is it's a yahid. You know, they're not monitoring it every day in the fluctuations of the population. And therefore, in their minds, it's a yahid. And therefore, they're not going to make a mistake between this reshut and a reshut, even though it changed. So, Lashi says, Me'arvin et kula kebatechila. Means you can keep the original one eruv over the entire city. Ve'en mevu'otea sirichim tikun. And for that matter, the mevu'ot that go into the Reshut Rabim, you do not need to put lehis or koraz, which is on the general eruv that you're making for the whole city, it's a reshut yachid. Sharehi kehatzer ahat. Because by making the shituf, the whole city becomes like one big chatzer, one big courtyard. Urgon she'en ba reshut rabim gemura shel tazama. But she says, so long as you really don't have any streets that have, let's say, tazama. If there is an actual reshut rabim, meaning the reshut rabim means it's open from one end to the other end of the city, and it's 16 amma, then already we'll have to discuss what you do. We're just talking about over here a city that was a yahid, it became a rabim through population or closed streets, therefore it still maintains the deen of a yahid. However, the shel rabim, if it started off as a rabim, heavily populated, the na'asit shel yahid, and then the population dwindled, right? And ma'arbin et kula. So now you cannot make an eruv over the whole city, because again, the first impression of the people is this is an abim, and therefore by making an eruv where you can carry in the whole area, people will confuse this with a real reshut rabim. Again, keep in mind we're talking about where there's walls around the cities here. Ela imken, ela imken, asa chutzala, unless you leave a city or an area outside of it, ki'ir hadasha shebi Yehuda, like the city that was named hadasha in the area of Yehuda, sheyesh ba hamishim diyurim, which means there was a city in Yehuda called hadasha. How many residents were in the city? 50. So long as you leave 50 people out of the general eruv, meaning that these 50 can't carry into the rest of the city and you can't carry into them, now they can make their own eruv, which means the 50 guys can make their eruv and their mivuot and their hatzerot. But the point is, what you did is you made a heker to show that in this enclosed area, it's forbidden to really carry anywhere. So that's the Biyudah's opinion. The Bishimon Omer, Gimel Chaserot Sheshne Batim. He says, no, you don't have to have an area of 50 dwellers. It's enough to have three Chaserot, three courtyards, with two houses in each courtyard, six houses altogether, and then already you just, you know, quadrant them off into their own area, into their own section, and then already it is permissible.
Quarantine.
Comes the Gemara. Gemara says, "Hechi dame ir shel yahid benaasit shel rabim." What's the case of a ir shel yahid, the private city, that became a public city? Amar Rav Yehuda, kegon de iskarte de resh geluta. So Gemara is giving an example, like the iskarte, the city of Iskarte, which is the area where the Resh Geluta lives. Who's the Resh Geluta? The exilarch in Bavel. Now, that city over there is considered a Yahid, because it's lightly populated, but the population always fluctuates. It gets highly populated from time to time. Why? Amar Le, so he says, Amar Le Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Yehuda, my tama, what's the reason why this is considered a yahid that becomes a rabbin? Ilema mishum dishkihi gabe harmana. If you're going to tell me because there are many people that come to the resh geluta, to the authorities, why do they always have to come to the authorities? So that she tells us, because in order to rule on certain halachot, you needed the express consent of the Resh Galut. For example, a Bechor, the firstborn animal that became a Baal Mum. So before a rabbi was able to give a heter that the animal could be slaughtered, so first you'd have to go to the Resh Galut, and you'd have to get permission to make a ruling. That had a certain system. And therefore, there was constantly people going back and forth to that city. So, you know, it becomes a yahid, and then because of the population, the influx, so it becomes an abim. Now, she tells us further, to get simicha in the olden days, to be considered a dayan, to make judgments, you also needed an approval from the Resh Galut. Now, not the Resh Galut in Bavel, but the Resh Galut in, actually, the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. So, the Gemara is saying it either the Exilok city in Bavel or a city like that in Eretz Israel where the Abedin is, where the Rabbanim are, that they give the simicha to the students, so there's constantly an influx of people coming into the city. So the Gemara says, oh, that's your example. I mean, he chose a very specific example. He could have chosen an easy example. A city that had less than 600,000 more people lived. He gave a seemingly complicated answer to a simple question. So the Gemara assumes that by giving this answer, there's a reason why he gave this case. It meaning it's only cases like this as opposed to a simpler case. So the Gemara says, which means, and the logic is that since everybody's congregated together by the Resh Galut, they will remind each other. Which means, why a city of Yahid that became a Rabbin? We're not concerned that the people might come and carry in the Reshut Rabbin, because all the influx are close to each other. And therefore, everybody's going to remind each other that what? This is really a Reshut Yahid over here. Which means this has walls over here. The reason why we're allowed to carry, it's not because we're being lenient to carry the Shuta Rabbi. So therefore, if that's your whole logic, and therefore only in a case like this, that would imply that in a regular case of a Yahid, city that was Yahid, that you can carry the whole city, that became a Rabbin because of influx, since those people are not congregated next to each other to remind each other, it sounds like it'll be Asur. I mean, from the fact that he chose this specific case, it's mashma the hetir is based on the fact that all the influx are congregated by the Resh Galut's house. So what do they do? They remind each other. Oh, the reason why we're carrying over here because it's really Yahid, different than a Rabim, so there's no reason to make a Gezerah. Implying, but, that if the influx was in a different situation, we wouldn't be lenient. So the Gemara says, why so? Kulehu Yisrael, all of Israel, nameh betzafra deshabeta, Shchihi Gabe Hadadi, which is all of Israel, in all their cities, always congregate every Shabbat morning. Which means all of Kaiser are in synagogue on Shabbat morning. And therefore, they'll remind each other. So therefore, for any city that started off as a Yahid, they'll always have that, call it a safety feature, of Kaiser gathering together, and everybody reminding each other, this was really a Yahid, and therefore you can carry over here, and they won't make a mistake. So why did you give that specific example? El Amar of Nachman. So Rav Nachman comes along and says, Kegon diskarta de Natzu'e, like the city of Natzu'e. Israel, which is a regular city. That she says, Krach shel otoish. That was the guy's name, Natzu'e. Like his city. That what? It's a privately owned city, for example. He was the guy in the city. And what? He had more influx. Not necessarily that they're going to be in the same spot. They don't have to be in the same spot, because anywhere they're going to be congregated every Shabbat, and therefore they can remind each other. Comes the Gemara and continues, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. The Braita says, Ir Shel Yahid. You have a city of Yahid. The Naasit Shel Rabbim. So it's the same case that we discussed till now with one more variable. The Reshut Rabbim Overet Betocha.
Big variable.
Problem is, you have a Reshut Rabbim that is running across it. So the way we would picture it is, you have a picture of that? Okay. Well, you can see it actually. Okay, you want to look at it in the bottom of the Tosafot over there. So you have on one side houses with Mivuot, and on the other side houses, and in between you have a road. It's opened on both sides. Okay, besides that, everything else is walled, but it has a Reshut Rabbim running right down the center. Mm-hmm. So now the question is, how exactly do you adjust such a city in order to allow carry? So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, I read again. Ir shed yachid v'na'asit shel rabbim urshut rabbim ovenet betucha ketzat me'arvin otah. How is it permissible to carry in such a city? I mean, you're going to have to do something to that Reshut Rabbim. So the Gemara says, Ose lehi mikan, ve lehi mikan. Put lehi, put poles on both sides of the entrances of the Reshut Rabbim. Or kora mikan, ve kora mikan. Or put cross beams on both sides of the entrance. Ve nose, ve noten, ve emsa. And then you'll be able to carry throughout the whole city. Now, The Gemara is going to tell us momentarily this is only following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which we've learned his opinion many times, that says, min ha-Torah, all you need is two walls for a reshut yachid. The third wall is just the drabanan. Mm-hmm. So technically speaking, in this case over here, you have your reshut rabim that's opened up, but it's surrounded on both sides with two walls. So really, min ha-Torah, you're okay. You just need an adjustment with Rabbanan as the third wall. Now, this obviously would not work for Hachamim. Hachamim say the adjustment only comes after you have three walls, because min ha-Torah, reshut yachid needs three walls, and the fourth wall could be a lehi or korah. So the Gemara is going to tell us that this shita of the Braita is following Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, Rashi tells us, read Rashi, right, it's got the 16 amma width. Okay, so right away, just telling us where to put the lehi at the heads of the reshut harabim. So comes the Gemara and says, ve'en me'arvin ota lachatzain. You cannot split the city up. Meaning you cannot make the Eruv half one side and half on the other side. Ela, what's your options? O kula, either make one mavui, because again it's an Ir Shel Yahid. So the law is either make one for everybody, o mavui mavui bifne atzmo. Or each guy, let him do it on his own. Meaning each mavui makes its own shituf. Now, Rashi tells us the logic here for a second. So look at the Rashi in Ma'arvin Ota L'chatzain. Dekevan Demi'ikara Hadahi. Since originally it's considered Irshel Yahid, meaning it's one entity, Asre Hane Ahane. So now the law is going to be, if you're one chatzer, for example. Example, let's take it by chatzer. And one of the guys in the chatzer does not join the Eruv. He still has rights in the chatzer. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he didn't join, he's oser everybody else. Because since it's one entity, unless he relinquishes his rights, that's another story. But so long as he has rights, he must be part of the Eruv. So now let's take that on a larger scale in a city. We have a city now that's considered one city because it's a Ir Shel Yahid, and technically the way to make an Eruv is what? One communal Eruv that makes everybody united. Mm-hmm. By now splitting the city, it's as if one group is saying, even though we're all one, we're not being mitzaref with you. So that now is osir everybody. So obviously, making a split in the city is not going to be good. So what does the Gemara advise? Let everybody make their own Eruv. How could that be good? If anything, that's even worse. Now each guy is going solo. Each guy's going on their own. Each guy's saying, I have nothing to do with you, and I'm on my own also. So the Gemara is going to ask that obvious question. And she right away tells us, look on the bottom line, in that bottom three lines. The Kevan de Me'ikara Hadahi. Since this is an Ir Shel Yahid, meaning it's one city, Asre Hane Ahane. So the two sides will osed each other. Vahavya kemavui, it's analogous to a mavui, sheshachach echad min hachatzerot velo nishtatefabo. I'll take a case of a mavui that has chatzerot. To carry in the mavui, all the chatzerot have to be joined. Let's say one chatzerot forgot to join, nobody can carry in the mavui. Right, because he still has his rights there. The asra akoneu. Now, o mavui mavui vashi. The other option is that each mavui individually will make its own eruv. So Rashi says ulkaman parich. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask the obvious. Hashtaname lesru adade. Now also, it should be also on each other, because since it's one, each guy's going private, so he's not joining with his friend. Therefore, this should be osir. That's going to be the Gemara's question. So Gemara continues and says, "This is all the Braita. Haita shel rabim. Let's say it was a city of the rabim, meaning let's say there was many inhabitants. Veharehi shel rabim, which means, and it's still a city of rabim. The population didn't dwindle. Ve'en la ela petach echad, but it only has one entrance. Me'arvinet kula, meaning hidush. It's ir shel rabim, but it has one entrance into the city, and the other entrance on the other side is closed up.
Back wall.
So it's not flush. It's not totally open. Now, in this case over here, again, you have to always keep in mind, there's walls around here. So minat Torah, for sure, you can carry in the city. The only question was, does it look like a reshut harabim, that if we let you make a collective eruv with the whole city, they're going to carry everywhere, people might carry in a reshut harabim. In this case, we're not worried about that. Because it doesn't look like a reshut harabim, because a reshut harabim has two openings, like the Gleir Midbar. In the Midbar, it was opened on both sides. Here, an reshut harabim that's closed on one side, only has one axis in, that we're not going to make a gezerah, therefore you can make a collective eruv. So go back to the laws that we learned till now. You have to add this factor. When we said ir shel rabim, that you have to leave a city or an area un-eruved in order that these guys can't carry it, that's only talking about where there's two doors, two entrances that it looks like a reshut rabim. But if it doesn't look like a reshut rabim in the sense that it's sealed on the sides, so then already it'll be permissible to make the eruv on the whole side. The Gemara continues on the second line. Man Tana, who is the Tana? The Me'arbar Reshut Harabim. Who's the opinion that says you can make an eruv in the Reshut Harabim? Meaning, the Braita told us that if you have a Reshut Harabim that runs parallel through the city, you can just put a lehi on one side and a lehi on the other side, and already the whole city is adjusted. So the Gemara's question is, whose opinion is that? That you can make a Reshut Harabim into a Reshut Hayahid. Amar Rav Huna Bere Rav Yoshua Rabbi Yehudahi. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, because we learned, Yater Alken Amar Rabbi Yehuda. More than this, Rabbi Yehuda said. Meaning, originally they were talking about a case where you have, let's say, an overpass. So Rabbi Yehuda said you can carry underneath it, because it's considered that it has two walls. It's roofed on top, it has a roof on top, and the walls come down on both sides. So he came along and said, not only can you carry in that area, which is less than a, you know, regular reshut harabim, he says, but furthermore, mi sheyesh lo shne batim, a guy that has two houses, b'shne sidei reshut harabim, on the two opposite sides of a reshut harabim. We've seen this picture several times. What picture is that? 38. Okay, that's way back in the book there. So you have two homes parallel to each other with a reshut harabim in the middle. Ose lechi mikan ve lechi mikan. So on one of the homes, you place a lechi on one side of the home and on the other side of the home. O korah mikan ve korah mikan. Or you place cross beams across both sides. And then already venose venoten veemsa. Because what's his logic? Because since you have homes already, that's considered two walls. Minat Torah, this is not considered reshut harabim. So all you need now is an adjustment, midrabanan, to make a third wall. So the same thing in the case that we're discussing over here. When you have the walls that run parallel through the city, it'll be permissible just to put a lehi at both ends, and you can make it into a reshut yachid. Amru lo. The rabbis told Rabbi Yehuda, "En me'arbim reshut harabim bekach." I said, "No, sir, you cannot make a reshut harabim like that. You'd have to actually put up gates or walls on one side, and then the other side you can put a lechi, as we know." Amar Mor. Now we go back to the braita that we just quoted, and we're going to analyze one of the statements. Ve'en me'arvin ota lachatzain. You told me that you could not split the city up into two to make two separate erubim. Meaning, one side of the reshut harabim, they'll make their, you know, shituf. And the other side of the reshut harabim, they'll make their shituf. You can't do it. And the logic was, again, that since they're considered one, So it's considered as if one house or one group is desisting from the common area, mm-hmm. and that ruins it for everybody. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa lo amru ela leorka. This is only talking about where the Rishut Harabim, that's running parallel. So they want to split the city lengthwise, meaning take the length of the Rishut Harabim on one side. The whole length will be considered one, and the other side, the whole length will be considered another. Then it doesn't work. Aval lirochba me'arbin, meaning if you want to split it widthwise, which means divide the city in half, going to the width, so then already it'll be permissible. So obviously we have to figure out what the difference is. Let's read the Gemara a little further. The Gemara says, Keman de lo kerabi Akiva. Rav Papa's statement is not going like Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Well, we'll see his opinion now. Basically, we're talking about a case like this, where you have two chatzerot that are back to back to each other. You have a pinimi, it's the inner one, and you have the chitzonah. Okay? There's only one exit. So the pinimi have to go through the chitzonah in order to get out. Now we're going to learn a great machloket between the Bi'akivan Hachamim. In the event that both chatzerot make their private eruv for themselves. Okay? They didn't join together. Each one made an eruv for themselves. The Bi'akiva is going to say that the guys, the pinimi over here, they're oser the people in the chitzona. Why? Since they have rights to walk through, meaning they have to get out, and therefore they did not join with them, so therefore it's as if they're part of the chatzera chitzona, and since they did not join in the eruv, they are Osir. And Chachamim are going to argue on that. Now we're going to have to learn that machloket first, and then apply the logic to what Rav Papa told us about splitting the city lengthwise, which is forbidden, but splitting it widthwise, mutar. Now the Gemara will give us that analysis. Keman delo kerabi Akiva. Rav Papa's statement cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva. Why? The e ke Rabbi Akiva, because if it is going like Rabbi Akiva, ha amar, he was the one that said, regel hamuteret bimkoma, a foot, people that are permissible to carry in their place, meaning the chatzer apinimit, they're allowed to carry in their area, oseret afilu shelo bimkoma, they are osed even the area that is out of their place, meaning they osir the chitzonah. Again, we're talking about a case because since the only way for them to get out is to go through the chitzonah, so once they have rights to carry in their place and they didn't make a shituf with the outer chatzir, each chatzir was on their own, their legs, so to speak, forbid the people in the chatzir chitzonah to carry. Now, what does that do with the Papa state? Well, if you split the city, let's say, widthwise, okay? So, bottom line, people now, both, you have one side has their own eruv, and the other side has their own eruv. Here we're saying now that since the people have access to the same area, which means they both can walk into the Shuta Rabim, that road, which means to go out, they could both walk into that area. Now, granted, one's walking out one way and the other guys can walk out the other. Bottom line, there is a common area. You know, they're both walking into that road that's in front of the Mivu'ot. And therefore, since they have rights in their own area, they can oser the other. Which means since they're considered one, so now the fact that they didn't join with the others and they have rights to walk in the Reshut Rabbim that's in front of them, so therefore they'll oser each other. So therefore it doesn't matter whether you split it lengthwise or you split it widthwise, according to the Bi'akiva, it's always going to be asur. Let's read Rashi, Dibura Matril, Regel Hamuteret Bimkoma, Oseret Shelo Bimkoma. See that, Rashi? Rashi says, Kegon Bet Hatzerot, Zu Lifnim Mizu. Right? Two Hatzerot that are back to back to each other. The outer one is open to the Reshut Rabbim. The penimit en la petach l'Reshut Rabbim. Ela yotzet derech chitzona. The only way to get out is through the chitzona. Velo mebaya hecha de'irbudi yurin shebechitzona lebadan. Goes without saying it. Let's say only the outer chatzer made an eruv. Ubne penimit lo irbu b'nehem, and the inner Chatzer did not make an eruv lebadan liyot mutarim betashmish chatzer la'atzmo, which means they didn't even allow themselves to carry in their own chatzer, de'av yaregel asura b'mkoma, which means they're forbidden to even carry in their own place, de'asra derisat taregel de'tu achitzona. For sure they're going to oser the outer chatzer, afilu lebanan. Even according to the rabbis, why de'kevan de'bachatzer de'gufayu asre, since they osir themselves in their own chaser, leka lemechfinu lemehad dasha didhu v'yimchalu al derisat haregel sheyesh lahem al chitzona, which means we don't say that they are all considered united, so to speak, that they're going to forgive their rights to the exit, which is these guys want to get out, and therefore they still have exit passageway through the chatzer. And therefore it goes without saying, if these guys are asur in their area, so everybody's going to hold that they're oser the area that is in front of them. The chidush of Rabbi Akiva is, Ela afilu irbu zu le'atzma v'zu le'atzma, even if each one made their respective, so therefore technically they can carry at least in their own area, which you might say, listen, once they can carry in their own area, maybe they don't care about the other, they don't have to go out. They can carry in their own area. It's Kamash Fala, Rabbi Akiva says what? Palig Rabbi Akiva ve'omer, Tirisa taregel dide asra achitzona upinimit muteret v'chitzona asura. Meaning the inner guys can carry, but their oser, the outer guys, because bottom line, they're part of them, and they didn't join. So say the same thing by the case of when you're splitting the city up in half, widthwise. Okay. The Gemara is going to make a haluk in a moment, but that's what the Gemara is saying at this point. So the Gemara says, again, even though technically each one can walk out their own way, but still it's that one area that's in front. It belongs to everybody, that area. You're just splitting a common area, so according to Rabbi Akiva, that should necessitate that everybody become asur, because this group is walking in an area that they did not mishatef with the other group. It's like the inner guys that did not mishatef with the outer guys. So comes the Gemara and says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Akiva. I could say no. The Papa's statement is following even the Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Akiva hatam ela b'shtei hatzerot zu lifnim mizu depinimit leta petcha aharina. You know why Rabbi Akiva was mechmir over there? Because the only way for the inside guys to go out, they have to walk to the inside, to the outside. And therefore, if they didn't make a shituf with them, they can all say to them, because they're considered with them, because you have to walk through. Aval, have no choice. Hacha, ha'ani nafke b'hai petcha, ve'ani nafke b'hai petcha. Here, each guy can walk, each side, when you're splitting it Widthwise, you know, each side to walk out their exit on their side. So therefore you don't have to walk through the other area. And therefore, since you're not sharing, like say, the same door, so it's not, even the Rabbi Akiva will agree that it does not oser. They're not going to oser on each other. Good. That's one way of learning. Ika de amre, we have another way of learning. Amara papa. Lo tema le orkahu de lo me'arvin. Don't think that the only way it's forbidden to split up the city is lengthwise. Aval le rochba me'arvin. Don't think you could split it widthwise. Ela afilu le rochba name'e lo me'arvin. So according to this version, both ways to split up the city are forbidden. So the Gemara says, Keman, who must be the papa following like? Could it be Akiva? Oh, now it must be going like the Akiva. The reason why you can't split up the city even widthwise is because bottom line, there's an area that is common to both of them. And since each side separated, they didn't join each other. So it's like the Hatzer, the Penimit, and the Ein Sona, that they have access to a common area and they didn't make an eruv with each other. So therefore, this must be going like Rabbi Akiva. Whereas according to Hachamim, let's just finish the thought. Whereas according to Hakamim, they say no. They say even though the inner Hatzer, or the inner Hatzer made an Eruv for themselves, still they say the outer guys can carry in their spot. Even though they're going to walk through, they're not Oser them. They're not Oser them. Their Regel does not Oser. So the same thing over here. They'll say, what? You can't split the city in half, and therefore, each guy has his own side, and the other side is not osed each other. Mm. So therefore, comes the Gemara and says, again, since they mutar in their side, they will not osed their other side, meaning in the case of splitting up the city. Gemara says, afilu tema rabbanan. They could say no. In this case, even the rabbis will be mahmir. Ad kan lo kamri rabbanan hatam. Ela b'shtei chatzerot zu lefnim mizu depenimit achada ledasha u'mishtamsha, which means in this case over here of the two chatzerot, you could go to the guys that are on the inside and say, don't come into our chatzer on Shabbat, which means you could stop them from going in. Now, even though it's midat sedom, but the Gemara says in some cases kofin al midat sedom over here, which means you got to stop the guys from ruining you. So therefore, it's enforceable, so to speak. Which means if these guys just stay where they are on Shabbat, then already it's possible to control it. Again, let's read those words again. Ela b'shtei chatzerot zu lefnim mizu depinimit the inner chatzer achada ledasha u'mishtamsha, which means they can close their door on Shabbat, okay, and use only their chatzer, and they can relinquish their rights into the outer chatzer, and therefore there's a way for it to become mutar. Okay? Now again, obviously this is holding kofin al midat sedom. You're allowed to force in certain situations to be like the people of Sedom in the sense that you're restricting these guys, but it's to your advantage because otherwise they're going to ruin you. So that's enforceable. However, aval hacha, but in the case of here where you're splitting the city into half, mi matzu misalkei reshut rabim mehacha, which means there is no way over here to stop them from walking into the reshut rabim, which means that's in front of all the houses over here. So geez, you can't wait till the whole city now. You cannot walk in. Nobody can walk into the area in front of them. It's unenforceable. You can limit a chatzer, but you can't limit a city. And therefore, it could be the rabbis would hold, once everybody has commonality in one area, and you can't enforce it, therefore, it's permissible for them to carry on this side. It's permissible for them to carry on that side. What's the rule? That they're oser the other side. The place where they have heter of derisat regel is going to oser the other side where they're not part of, because it's considered like a case where a chatzer made an eruv with one guy or one house desisting. So therefore, the Rabbanan could agree that the cases of splitting the city are worse. Okay? Mm-hmm. Right, especially saying that there is no wall between over here, which means if you only go further in the Hatzir, you can close, you put a wall there.
How come it?
To block the guys from coming out. In this case over here, everything is wide open. What are you going to put doors now and close the doors of each? I mean, it's even more impractical, obviously, which is the case of the two Hatzirot, you can put a door up there and you don't come into my domain. But in the Reshut and Abim on two sides, what are you going to do now? All you're doing is splitting the city. You didn't put a wall up. It's just one area. You have to keep in mind like that. We're saying you're splitting the city, the Anyana Eru, but not that you're erecting any barriers. Nothing. You put nothing there. The only thing you'd have to put there, according to the Shita that said, the first opinion of Rav Papa that said you can't split it widthwise, you'd have to put a Tzurata Peta. Because the law is, you just have to put some type of hekid, because you have two areas that are opened up to each other that cannot transfer to each other, so they are said each other.
Yes.
We said that a chatzer that's patuah, flush to each other, you have to have a hekid to know the difference area. You have to put an actual wall up there. So therefore, to be Rabbanan will say in this case over, I agree that even if you're splitting it widthwise, how are you going to monitor it? You put a wall up that people can't walk into the public domain, which is a shared area, so therefore they can agree. Amar Mor, the Gemara continues. O kula, o mavui mavui bifne atzmo. So we said in that case over there, we have the Eir Shel Yachid, the Rabim in the middle. So we said, to divide it, you can't. The only options is either make one general Eru for the whole city, because it's one, or let each Mavui make their own Eruv. Now, the logic is why you can't split it is because why? Because it's considered one area where one group is desisting. Mm. So that's already, you ruin it for everybody. So then how come you can make Mavui Mavui? By making each person their own Mavui and Eruv, they're also considered that they're separating from the general Eruv, and therefore they should ruin it for everybody. What's the difference? So the Gemara asked that question. What's the reason why you told me that when you split the city in half to make an Eruv on each side it doesn't work? Why? Because the diurim in one side are asir, the diurim, the dwellers on the other side from Karim, because since it's considered Ir Shel Yahid, everybody has to join together. So the Gemara says, "Mavui, mavui, name asre adade." So for the same reason, that mavui should osir on each other. Gemara's answer: "Hakabe may askinan kegon de'avud daka," which means in front of each mavui they made what's called a daka. What is a daka? If you look at your picture books in 219. That she explains, petach namuch berosh kol mavui. You made a very small, low entrance. Degalei adatayu leistalek kol had mechavre. When you make this very, this is called a daka. You see this very low entrance. Right. So by doing that, and every mavui is doing that, that gives clear indication, I have nothing to do with you. I am separate. So therefore, no, they're carrying in the mavui. No, you're not carrying what you really can carry in the streets. If you put a lehi at the end of each corner, according to the biyuda. But the point is, you can't split the city, right? But they can make a rubin in each mavui. So we say, why don't they all sit each other? You're right, they would have said each other. If it was a regular mavui opening where you're just putting la'is and koraz, you can't do that. You're all one. So how did they get out of the situation that they're not considered one? So they have to put this daka in front of their mavui. Once they put the daka in front of them, it's showing, I have nothing to do with you. And the other guy does the same thing. I have so there is a way to turn an Ir Shel Yahid into a situation where they can get away with not doing one collective Eruv. But it's not going to be just time to either make an Eruv in each Mavui. You're going to have to make a special adjustment in each Mavui, where it's almost as if they're saying, I'm on my own and you're on your own. So therefore, we're not one. So therefore, the fact that I made a mavu, I don't know sin you. I have nothing to do with you. But if you didn't make that dakah, it would be a problem. So the Gemara gives an example. V'chiha. Well, no, you could just be into your area.
Nobody can carry any other.
No, because it's already they have no shittub over there. Yeah, they all let's do each other in the rabim. But in the mavui itself, there would be a suit to carry on their own mivuot, because it's considered one mavui. So therefore, they're renouncing to themselves basically by putting this adjustment. We're all separate. We're all separate. Yeah, that's a case of an ir shel yachid.
That's what they were not doing.
That's a hadasha.
Instead, you leave aside three chatzerot.
Correct.
Why do you have the same question? While they're renouncing themselves from everybody else, you have to say they're also putting dakas. That 50 people that you decide in the Ravim case also would have to be putting dakas, or else it's the same question. They're taking themselves away from everybody else. We said you can get away in the Ravim.
Correct. By separating the two cities into two.
Once you have that question, they're after each other. They're separating themselves from the
city. Okay, but there I can tell you, if that's the original takanav, the hakamim that are telling you to do that, you know, because only the Ehem Amru. I mean, they're the ones that are telling you.
We can't expand it.
Yeah, the takana was to save the reshut harabim people to think, this is the way you do it. In this case over here, but this is, we have a deen already intact. Now, you want to go against that takana? Now, I already have to make a dakkah. Right. So the Gemara says, v'chiha, it's a permanent thing. They put a permanent doorway. That's the way they live. Yeah. V'chiha, the amar of Idi, bar avin, amar of Hazda. Echad mebenei mavui, one of the guys in the mavui, she'asah daka lepetcho, he made a daka to his entrance, eno osir al shnei bene mavui, which means we're talking about a case over here. Let's say you had a bunch of chatzerot in the mavui, so each chatzer has to join, right? So one of the chatzerot put one of these items in front of their chatzer, and they didn't join with everybody else. It's okay. By them putting this item in front of their door, they're saying, we're renouncing our rights with you in the area, or on our own. So therefore, technically, this dakah boxes them out, and therefore they're not going to say it everybody else.
The first dakah makes it...
We're not part of you. We're not part of you. No, which means when you have a mavui, when you have a mavui with 10 chatzerot, the only way to carry in the mavui, which is the shared area, everybody's got to be mishtatif. Because they considered one. Now, if one guy does not mishtatif, everybody's osir. Unless one guy somehow pulls out. How does he pull out? Either he can make an announcement, I have nothing to do, I'm giving up my chilek in the mavui, or he puts up one of these dakas in front of his house over there, in front of his chatzer, and that already shows it, I have nothing to do with you people, even though I'm living in the area with you, and technically...
You can only carry in the mavui, not the
shutrakim. No, we're talking about in the mavui area. So the chidush is they can carry in the mavui even though he did not... Join with us. Let's read that inside again. V'chiyad amar of Idi Barabin, amar of Chazda. Echad mebnei mavui she'asad daka lepetcho, again in front of his chatzer, eno osir al bnei mavui. So therefore the same thing over here, just like it works on a small basis, to a chatzer to mavui, it'll work with many mivuot in an ir shel yachid, that they can make a separate erubin amongst themselves, and they're not considered collectively one because of the daka. So comes the Gemara and says, "Haita shel rabim." What do we say in the Gemara in the Mishnah? If let's say it was a rabim, actually it's part of the Braita, and it remained a rabim, but you had a reshut rabim, a street going across it, but it only has one entranceway.
Okay.
So since it has one entranceway, we said it's not domet to a rabim, therefore you could make one collective eruv amongst all of them. We're not going to make a mistake to think that this is a reshut rabim. So that was the braita. Rabbi Zera, Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Zera arba lemata deber bihiya. Rabbi Zera made an eruv, meaning a collective shitu for the whole city of the Bihaya. It wasn't Ir Shel Rabbim. But he still allowed himself to make a collective Eruv. Ve'lo Shavak La Shiyur. And he did not leave any non-Eruved space. Normally we say in Ir Shel Rabbim, you have to leave an area where they make an Eruv on themselves to osir each other from carrying from place to place, so the people won't make a mistake and think you can carry an Eruv to Rabbim. He did not do that. He went to the city of Reb Chiya, and he made one collective Eruv throughout the city. So the Gemara says, Abba Abaye. So Abaye says, my Tama Avad Mor Hache, why did you do that? So Abba Rebbe Zira says, Sabedida, the elders of the city told me, Amrile, they told me that what? That Rav Chiya bar Aseh me'arev kula. They already told me, listen, Rav Aseh already used to make an Eruv over the whole city. The Amina, so I said to myself, what was his logic? Shma'amina ir shil yahid v'na'asit shil rabibi. Must be that this was originally an ir shil yahid. And the law we learned in the Mishnah was, if it started off a Yahid and then became a Rabbim, doesn't matter, it has its original deen.
Yes.
So he says, what do you want from me? I heard from the elders of the city, they told me already that there was a precedence. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming the logic of that is what? Because it's Yahid that turned into a Rabbim, so I'm in the right. Amar le, so Abaye tells the Mizera, Lididi, Amru li hanehu saveh, says those same Zekenim that were in the city told me that it was always a Rabbim. Oh, it was always a Rabbim. So what's the heter? Hahi ashpa havale mehad gisa. But there was a garbage dump on one side, and therefore there was only one entrance into the city, and therefore the deen is what? That if there's one entrance, so therefore you can make the eruv with everybody. So then Abaye says, but only one problem. The hashta de ipanya la ashpa. But now the garbage dump is gone on that side. Now it's opened up on both sides. Amar le, so Rabbi Zera said, Lava Dartai. That's fine, I didn't know that. And therefore he rescinded. Comes the Gemara and continues. We learned in the Braita, again, if it only has one entrance, even if it's an Eishel Rabbin, you can make an Eruv over the entire city. Now the Gemara is going to ask for about a different option. Rav Ame Bar Ada Harpana'a, the city of Harpanya, Veraba. You have a city, it only has one entrance. It should have been. But what? Sulam Mikan Upetach Mikan. It has a ladder on one side and a door on the other side. So technically you can access the city through the ladder. Actually, I have to say it has two ladders. It has one ladder on the outside wall and another ladder on the inside wall. You actually have a picture of that in your books on 220, where you see the opening on one side. And you have, again, you have 600,000 people using that ladder exactly, and didn't break. And you have it on two sides, and they're going up and they're going down. So what the real question to give it out is this considered a petah? Is this considered a petah when you have ladders? So the Gemara says, again, Ba'a mine Rabbi Ami bar Ada harpana'a miraba sulam mikan upetah mikan mahu. So he says, I mean, what's the question? If you consider it a petach, then you would not be allowed to make an eruv over the whole city. If you don't consider a petach, then you can make one collective eruv over everybody. I mean, all the mivuot and the places, one eruv, because it's Rashut Ya'ir, there's walls everywhere else. So, right, so the Gemara says, Amar le, hachi amar Rav. He says, listen, I'll tell you what Rav said. Sulam Torat Petach Alav. Very simple. Rav said, ladders have the status of gates or doors, and therefore it's considered a petah, and therefore you cannot me'arev the whole entire city. You have to leave a certain area so that people don't make the mistake. Amar lehu Rav Nachman. So when Rav Nachman heard what Rava quoted Rav as saying that ladders have the status of doors, Rav Nachman said, Lo titzitu le. Do not listen to Rava. He did not understand what Rav meant. Hachi Amar Rav Ada Amar Rav. Because this is what Rav Ada said in Rav's name. Sulam Torat Petach Alav Ve Torat Mechitza Alav. Ladders, it depends. Sometimes it has a status of an entrance, and sometimes it has a status of a wall, meaning it's still considered a wall even though ladders are there. When and what? So the Gemara says, Torat mechitza alav kede amaran, which means, in this case over here, it's still considered a wall, meaning it's closed on one side. Those ladders are not going to be considered a petah. And therefore, yes indeed, you can make an eruv on collective for the whole city. Also, when is it considered a petah? Lehakel, to go lenient. When? V'torat petah alav besulam sheben shte hatzerot. You have, let's say, two hatzerot, two neighbors, right? But they have a wall
in between them.
Take it for example, so you can understand the case. You have backyards, two backyards, right, that are back to back to each other. Oh, you have a picture of it already? Okay, so yeah, there's the picture, 221. So you have two backyards that are back to back with each other, but there's a wall in between. Now the law says like this. Of course, each individual person can carry in his backyard, and that's not the problem. But let's say they want to transfer things from one chatzer to another. Now the only way that you're allowed to make an eruv chatzerot, you need an entrance. If you don't have an entrance from one chatzer to another, you cannot make eruv chatzerot. Problem is over here, you don't have an entrance. So what Rava said is, sulam is considered a petah, meaning put a ladder up, right? Put a ladder up on the both sides, and then already you can climb up to this way, and then already you can make an eruv for both areas. Now you can transfer stuff either through these little holes that are in between the walls, like you see in the picture, or you can just put stuff over. You can put stuff over, just giving you a picture. So the Gemara says, Ratsu Ehad Me'ariv, which means if both dwellers want to make one eruv, because there's ladders there, mutar. Now, Ratsu Shnayim Me'arivim. Now, of course, if each guy wants to make his own eruv, meaning that he doesn't want to join, he could also. That's obvious. The hidush is ratzu ehad me'ariv. So he says that's what Rav meant. That really, we're going to say it lehakel, that you could take the hatser and make an eruv because of ladders.